would open your Bibles up to Matthew chapter 25. Matthew chapter 25. And while you're turning there, we're going to look there and in one other place for our text, Matthew 25, a passage that we're all familiar with, Matthew 25. When you're called upon to preach, you don't want to just get up here and occupy 45 minutes or an hour of your time. You want to search your heart and search the scriptures and pray, and you want to bring forth something that you feel like is going to be pertinent and helpful to the people you're preaching to. And sometimes that comes about in daily Bible reading. You may read your Bible and the Lord just brings something out of the passage to you. Sometimes the Lord uses other ways. And one of the ways that the Lord brings things to your mind that you feel like maybe would be applicable or pertinent to the people that you're preaching to is through observation. What's going on? What's going on in the church? What's going on in your audience you're preaching to? And something that the Lord has put on my heart really for the last, I don't know, maybe month, is all the struggles that the people in the church have been going through. Now, thank the Lord he has saw fit to spare me, and we have not had really any struggles much at all. Praise the Lord for that. But it burdens our heart to see other brethren and sisters going through struggles. And it just seems like in the last couple of months, it's been one thing after another. And so that's kind of where I got this topic, this subject for this sermon is just through observation of all the things that everybody or a lot of people in here have been going through. And I know it is got to be tough. And I got to confess, I'm not real strong when it comes to stuff like that. The Lord starts, you know, bringing stuff my way or allowing stuff to come my way, however you want to say it. You know, one of the first things I do, oh, Lord, why me? I mean, you know, I don't have that. I'm not as strong as I'd like to be. And so I feel for those of you that are going through a lot of different things, health issues and legal stuff, you know, not of your own doings, just from outside things coming in and causing trouble. I lost a lot of sleep when we were going through that lawsuit for that accident. And the lawyer kept saying, don't worry, don't worry. And I'm saying, I'm worried. I can't help it, you know. But praise the Lord that ended. But so anyways, that's where this text for this sermon is, or the subject of this sermon came from. I believe something the Lord had put on my heart, my mind, that I hope will be a help and a blessing to you. And so just the title, I don't really have a great title. It's just faithfulness. Amen. Faithfulness. And let's look at our passage, first of all, in Matthew 25, and I'll read several verses, starting in verse 14. The Bible says, "For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country, who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1. To every man according to his several ability, and straightway took his journey. Then he that had received the 5 talents went and traded with the same, and made them other 5 talents. And likewise, he that had received 2, he also gathered 2 other 2. But he that had received 1 went and digged in the earth, and hid his Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord of those servants cometh, and reckoneth with them. And so he that received 5 talents came and brought other 5 talents, saying, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained beside them 5 talents more. His Lord said unto him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. He also that had received 2 talents came and said, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 2 talents. Behold, I have gained 2 other talents beside them. His Lord said unto him, well done, good and faithful servant. thou hast been faithful over a few things, I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. Now I'm going to stop right there, even though the story goes on, because my emphasis, my subject is faithfulness. Right. And the remainder of the story doesn't apply to that. But I just want to point out this passage and another passage in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, something the Apostle Paul says in regards to this subject of faithfulness. 1 Corinthians chapter 4 and verses 1 and 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 4 and verses 1 and 2. And it says, let a man so account of us as of the ministers of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. That's the requirement of being a steward. You need to be faithful. Now that brings me back to the fact of all the struggles and the trials and tribulations that so many of our folks here have been going through. You know, it is easy to praise the Lord when all is well. Oh, the Lord is good. Yeah, we want to talk about it. Praise the Lord. Things are going great. And even when things turn south, you may start out like, yeah, well, the Lord's still good, you know. We all got to go through things sometimes. But when you go after one and then you're being tough, you're being strong, I'm going to be faithful to the Lord, I'm going to do right, the Lord's good, you know. Shall we not receive evil? Same, like Job said. Did not Job start out? Oh, you speak as one of the fools. But you know, towards the end of Job, he was saying, yeah, I want to talk with the Lord about this. You see a difference in Job's demeanor as he goes through all those struggles. Likewise, it is natural for us to be strong, maybe at the first. But after you have been kicked, and after you have fallen down over and over, as it seems some of you have experienced, it is not so easy to jump back up and praise the Lord anyways. You just kind of want to give up. Sometimes we even get angry. I know I've been angry at the Lord for things I'm going through, and I'm like, what's going on, Lord? Now, I can't give you the answer to why God is allowing these things to take place in your life. Maybe it could be like Hezekiah's case. 2 Chronicles 32, 31 says, God left him to try him that he might know all that was in his heart. Maybe it's like Job's case, where the Lord was bragging on him. In Job 1:8, it says, and the Lord said unto Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in all the earth, a perfect and upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil? Is maybe the Lord bragging on you? And the devil saying, well, let me have my crack at him. I mean, I don't know why the Lord is allowing these things in your life, and I'm not here to try to answer that question. Time would fail us to go through the many other examples of many, many people listed in the scriptures that went through all these things. My goal here rather today is, with this message, not to question why God is doing what he's doing, but rather to offer words of comfort and to admonish you through all of it. Just be faithful. Just be faithful through all the struggles. It doesn't matter how many struggles. And it's easy for me to say, not being on that end of the thing. Just be faithful. Now, to begin this, I would like to relate a story. And this may seem rather comical to you, but I believe there are some things we can glean from this story. It's an event that took place in my life many years ago when we lived in Georgia. We had a little puppy. that we had purchased for our kids. Oh, and you know, as you get a little puppy, well, we loved on that thing. We showed that thing attention. And we cared for it, gave it all the treats and all those things. We also had an older dog. But the older dog wasn't one that we had purchased. We inherited it from our in-laws when they went through their divorce and we bought their place from them. The dog just kind of came with the place. So it was an older dog that we didn't buy. We didn't take care of, you know, for the majority of its life. But it was given to us and we had to then care for it. Well, the little puppy got all of our attention. And the other dog, the old dog, well, it just got fed, really, watered. We didn't make any effort to go over and pay special attention to it. We didn't really have that attachment. But there was one day I was working on a project, and I went over. I let the old dog off his chain and let him run around the yard. Now, the puppy, he had to run to the yard all the time. I had to do this project, and this project required me to leave the house and go to the shop probably 25 times. It felt like 1,000. I don't know why that works like that, but at any rate, and I can't even remember what the project was, but I just remember I had to come out of the house, go to the shop, do something, come back, do something in the house, come build it. It's just back and forth. Well, the first time I came out of the house, that old dog was laying right there on the porch. I nearly tripped over him. Like, what's he doing here? So I went off the porch, down the steps, to the shop, maybe 100 feet away. That dog followed me all the way to the shop. I did what I had to do. When I came out of the shop, the dog was there. I went back to the house. Dog followed me back to the house. I went back in. I noticed out of the 25 times or whatever it was that I made this same monotonous trip, every time I came out, that old dog was there. Every time I walked down to the shop, that dog followed me. Every time I came out of the shop, the dog was there once again to meet me and follow me back. Now, the old puppy, the one that received all our love and attention, and he was nowhere to be found. He was off on his own pleasures. But the old dog that didn't receive hardly any attention at all was faithful. He was always there. To this day, I have no idea why. I mean, we didn't raise him. He wasn't ours. But, I mean, of course, we had been taking care of him. And so, in his mind, we were the new masters. Well, I believe there's an awful lot of lessons in that simple illustration. Now, before you kind of chuckle in your mind, what's an illustration of dogs have to do with preaching a sermon? Well, the Bible tells us in Proverbs to consider some of the animals and learn from them, does it not? In Romans chapter 1, does the Lord not say that these people are going to be without excuse? Why, Lord? Because of the creation. Yeah. I teach you things and I show things to you through what I made. Yeah. And we're supposed to pay attention and learn from those things. I believe we can learn many things through this simple story about faithfulness of these dogs. And I've tried to break it down a little bit, maybe to help you remember it, to relate to it maybe a little bit more. So the first point I want to talk about in this illustration is the action of the faithful. You know, that dog was there every time the master showed up. When I come out that door, there that dog was. I mean, every time. I wonder about in your relationship to God, are you there for the master? Are you there where the master can show up and you can greet him? Or are you off fulfilling your own entertainment? You know, at first it was annoying because the dog was like right there. And you know, and I was busy. But after a while, I'd open that door expecting to see the dog. And I would have been disappointed if he wasn't there. You know, I wonder if that's how the Lord is with us. The Lord keeps showing up and you're nowhere around. You know, the Lord shows up in His Bible. You know, when you go to read your Bible, the Lord will show up.
Amen.
Are you there? Is the Lord showing up and you're nowhere to be found because you're too busy off doing something else? There are tons and tons of Christians nowhere to be found.
Sure. Amen.
Man, they're saved. They're just nowhere around.
Yep.
Why? They're too busy doing their own thing. By the end of the day, before I even opened the door, I was delighted to expect that dog out there. You know, I imagine that's how the Lord is with us. Lord, I'm here again.
Amen.
Lord, I just want to, I know you're going to come out that door.
Yep.
I just want to see you.
Amen.
You know, the Lord shows up in church.
Yep. Amen.
Lord, here I am.
Yep.
Ready for you to show up. I wonder how we are about the Lord's return. Look it up. Here we are, Lord.
Right.
He's going to come into town. Yep. I'm just excited. I'm ready. Are you even?
Sure.
Most Christians are not even paying attention. That old dog, every time I opened the door, I mean, he was like, he knew I was coming out. He knew I was going to be there. He was going to be ready for it.
Amen.
You know, another thing about this is that that old dog followed me on that same monotonous trip every time. And it wasn't like, sometimes I'll go, sometimes I won't, I'm going to hang out here on the porch, I know you're coming right back. No, he was right there with me all the time. I don't even understand why, because most of the time I was too busy even to acknowledge he was there.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't stop, and every time I'd open the door and, you know, love on or anything. And most of the time I was just like, get out of the way, you know, and I'm... I mean, the trek wasn't exciting. It wasn't like we went and did something new and great every time.
Right.
It's the same thing over and over. I wonder in our life, we kind of get a little bit bored with things.
Sure.
You know, maybe I'll skip out on church. Probably the same thing anyway. What we're going to sing, take up an offering, somebody's going to preach.
Right.
I mean, isn't it kind of the same thing?
Sure.
Well, I would, you know, I've already read through the Bible three times. I mean, do I need to keep reading? It's kind of boring. Which I don't understand that personally, but I know a lot of people,
right,
you know, think that. They don't read their Bible because it's boring to them. I think it's the most exciting book there is. Just, but I wonder, you know that puppy? He showed up whenever he felt like it. But you know what about that little puppy? When he didn't show up, I didn't even miss him.
Sure.
I kind of wonder if that's how the Lord is with us. He didn't show up, didn't he miss us?
Yeah.
Why? Because we never show up.
Yeah.
He don't expect it. You know, after a while, I even forgot about the little puppy.
Sure.
I wonder, in many Christians' life, they go through some kind of turmoil and they get on their knees. Oh, Lord! And Lord's like, who are you? I need to... I don't even remember you. I mean, I realize the Lord remembers you, but I mean, you know, metaphorically speaking,
sure,
why should I show up now? You haven't wanted me around for years.
Yeah.
The actions of this faithful dog. Don't look at another thing. The attitude of the faithful. Because, you know, you can come to church every Sunday, but if you don't have the right attitude... Is it really worth it? I mean, I can get my kids to do things I want them to do. But one of the things I try to stress with them, attitude is everything. Oh, yeah, I can go make you wash the dishes or I can go make you do a chore. But when you have a crummy attitude, you don't really get credit for that. I mean, are we like that with the Lord? Okay, time for Bible reading. I mean, is that your attitude? Come to church... Singing, I'm just singing about heaven. Blah, 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 blah. I mean, is that your attitude? You know. The faithful should have a certain attitude.
Amen.
You know, when I opened that door, that dog wasn't laying there going, "Oh, it's you again." When I opened that door, that dog would jump up like it was the first time it saw me.
Yeah.
Every time.
Amen.
It wasn't like the first time he jumped up, okay, you know, after this it's kind of the same. No. Every time I opened the door, he jumped up like, "Here he is! Here he is!"
Yeah. Amen.
Are we like that with the Lord? I mean, I got to bless you, brother, when you talked about that verse and you were going over that verse or that passage and just the Lord filling your mind with things about that passage and the depths of that. And I know others have experienced that same thing when you come across a passage or maybe in your Bible reading, maybe later on in the day, the Lord keeps bringing a verse back to your mind. Do you have that kind of excitement? There it is! There it is! The Lord showed something to me. I have never seen that before. Woo! Glory to God! Are we excited about it? Are we? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay, so that's something new. I mean, attitude. Do we get excited when the Lord shows up? I mean, I go to churches sometimes and I'm like, these people aren't worshiping the same God I'm worshiping or something. Because these people look miserable. And I know I've said this before, but we sing, and then the guy get up there, you know, "Good singing." I want to say, "Thank you." Because no one else was singing. I mean, you weren't talking to them. People next to me, I couldn't hear them. I know you couldn't hear them. I mean, we got something to sing about.
Amen.
I mean, I don't know about you, but I wish I could spend more time reading my Bible. I mean, I'm sure I could, you know, and not do anything else. But I read my Bible and I want to learn more. I want to know more. I want to understand more. I'm frustrated when I don't understand it. Because, I feel like there's something in there and I'm just not seeing it. Lord, show up! I need some help here. I'm wanting to see you, Lord. I'm wanting to learn more. It's just not time for the Lord to reveal that to me yet, you know. But I still want to be excited about it. I want to have the right attitude. That old dog, which one of the things that struck me is he was excited every time, even where I didn't show him any attention.
Yep.
You know, the Lord's not always going to show you attention.
Right.
That old puppy, though, he only seemed to get excited when he got all the attention. That's the only thing that excited him. It had to be about him. You know. Whereas the old dog, he just got excited because the master showed up. You didn't even have to show him any attention. Yes, the master's here! It didn't matter if I showed him any attention. He was still excited. So that's how I want my kids to be when I get mature. Yeah, he gave me a tour! In case you're having a hard time applying that. You know, that old dog seemed excited about where we were going to.
Right.
I mean, he didn't just jump up and then like, "Oh, he's going over there again. Oh, it's the same thing over and over." You know what? Every time I looked down at him, he had a little spring in his step. We're going somewhere. I mean, he didn't know. He didn't care. He's just excited to be going where the master was going. You know, I read about that. I can't help but in thinking about this. All those instances where in the Gospels where Jesus healed people. And you know what he had to tell them? You got to go over there. Because they just wanted to be where Jesus was at. Okay, you healed me. You fixed me. I know what you've done for me. I just want to be around you. From now, I don't care about anything else. Wherever you're going, I'm going. And he would say, "No, you got to go to your friends and tell them how great things I've done." You know, do we have that attitude? Did not Jesus fix us?
Amen.
Did he not heal us? Like Brother Mark said this morning, we forget. I do the same thing. Man, I look at people and I'm like, "Look at that good for nothing." And the Lord says, "That used to be you." And I'm like, "Yeah, I know." I mean, and then I'm like, "Yeah, I forgot about that." You know, we have a tendency to forget. I mean, I don't know how you do in your life, but I almost look at that old me like a different person. It's like, that wasn't me, really.
Right.
I mean, it was me, but it wasn't really me, you know. So I don't, but we forget. We should be excited about where the Lord leads us. When He shows up, we should be excited. When He gives us something to do, we should be excited because we're just doing what He wants us to do. And we should have the right attitude about it. Third thing I want to look at is the affection of the faithful. So we've seen the action and the attitude. What about the affection of the faithful? You know, that old dog acted as if I was the best master of all time. And I didn't even do anything for it. I mean, yeah, I fed it and watered it, but that's really about it. But you wouldn't have known that. If an outside observer had just watched the interaction between me and that old dog, they'd say, well, that old dog has gotten some special treatment over the years. I mean, he must have really been spoiled on that dog. Because the excitement, the affection of the old dog was as if I was the greatest.
Sure.
Do other people see that kind of God that you serve?
Right.
Man, I tell you what, I don't understand about this Jesus Christ, but He must be something else. Because
yeah.
Look at the way they act. Man, He can do no wrong. You're right.
<Yeah.
laughs> Think about it. The illustration here in relation to our relationship to our master, He's perfect.
Amen.
And we don't even hardly show any affection. People that observe us, whether it be in a church setting or individuals, that ought to be the impression they get. Well, I don't understand this Christianity stuff, but man, their God must be pretty good, pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Because man, they won't quit talking about Him. Oh my goodness, everything that happens in their life, they give God credit for.
Yeah.
I try to do that with my family, and I know all y'all probably do the same, that when they give us credit in our family for something, I always want to be careful to say, well, look,
yeah,
it's only because of God. It's only because of that book.
Yep.
You know, we learned this stuff from the Bible.
Amen.
It wasn't something we made up. Because
yep,
when we tried to do it, we just messed it all up.
That's it.
When we started trying to do it like the Bible, it started working out. And when things aren't working out, it's because we're not doing it according to the Bible. I mean, it's just that's that simple.
Yep.
Someone says, well, how do you stay married for 28 years? The Bible.
Amen.
I mean, that's just all there is to it. The affection of the faithful. The fourth thing I'd like to look at is the aspiration of the faithful. What should we aspire to? As we should, as God's children, and God being the perfect master, we should aspire to be better, to be more faithful. That's one of the things that I hate about this life, is letting God down. And I know, you know, the flesh takes pleasure in sin, but there's something in me that hates that. There's something in me that, and I know it's the Holy Spirit in you, that when you let God down, man, it just, it makes me angry.
Amen.
And I can't wait till one day we're going to get to heaven, I'm going to get a glorified body, and I'm not going to bugger it up anymore. I mean, to me, that's going to be one of the greatest things in heaven. It's just not letting God down. I want to aspire to be better. We sing these songs and, you know, that talk about, you know, hating sin and getting rid of sin and more just being devoted to God. And yeah, I'm not there yet and I haven't got all that down, but I aspire to that. I think about some of the verses and some of the passages, and I think about, like, King David said, I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of the Lord than dwell in the tents of the wicked. I aspire to that. You know, I think about what Solomon said. Let us hear the whole conclusion of the matter. Fear God and keep His commandments. I aspire to that. Am I there yet? No, not like I want to be. But I aspire to it. I want to be like that. Man, I think about Job, and I read through Job, and I struggle with the book of Job. Man, it had to be hard. Because I look at myself, and I think, man, I would have been a miserable failure in that mess that Job had to go through. But you know what Job said is, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. I aspire to that. I want to have that. I want to be like that. But I know I'm weak. I know that if I went through what Job went through, I don't know how I could handle it. You know. And Job had some struggles. And I realize that. But even though, or even through the troubles of this life, and I know that a lot of you are going through some struggles, even through all that, has God been good to you?
Amen.
I mean, I look at the way I was. I look at some of the things that I have done and said that God justifiably could have struck me down right then, but He didn't. I think about how God has fed me when I was hungry, both physically and spiritually. There has been times, and Pam can attest to this, that we would sit down and say, okay, I'm making this much money. These are the bills. And they never add up. And I was, you know, and she would always, I don't know how she did it, but she'd always be like, God will work it out. And I'd be like, but it doesn't work on paper, baby. I mean, you know, I want to see some figures.
Yeah.
You know. And I would be, and I would just be at my wit's end. And she'd say, I don't know, it just got, in the end of the month, she'd say, it all got paid. And I'm like, how?
Yeah.
And we would sit down, and it did not work on paper. You know, we'd get a statement in the mail from the bank, and the bank would say we had more money than we had. And we're like, we didn't put that money in the bank. But the bank said we had it. We didn't put it there. I can't tell you how many times God has done that through our life. He has fed us physically. Spiritually, I can't tell you how much God has shown me in the Bible, and I am way far from understanding a lot of it. But when I got saved, I knew where the book of Genesis was, and that was about the extent. I'm serious. That was it. I didn't even know there was a book of Revelation. Anything in between there, I sure didn't know about. Now I know all the books of the Bible. I mean, I have come a long way. The Lord has shown things to me. You know, He hasn't had to show me. You think about, and I think about what Brother Donnie said. He's got those family members that have gone astray. And I'm like, you know, that could be me. I'm not special. I'm not super smart. I'm not super spiritual that the Lord should look at me and go, well, then I need to make sure I show Him the truth because, boy, look at him. I could be at one of these foolish charismatic churches, sure, acting like an idiot.
Amen.
Not have an inkling of what the Bible really says and teaches. I could be one of them,
yeah,
easily. But for whatever reason, God has saw fit to show me some things. God has protected me so many times. I mean, I'm sure there's been tons of times I didn't even realize it. I can't tell you how many times as a teenager I was driving down the road 100 miles an hour. I had one friend, he liked to drive fast and turn the lights off. You couldn't see, it was pitch black dark in front of you. Scared me to death. He got a big kick out of it. I remember driving with a friend down to Florida where we lived in Georgia, and he would pass people on the interstate in the emergency lane. If there was two cars in the regular lane, well, we'd whip out in the emergency lane. I mean, going way faster than speed limit. I can't tell you how many, and that's when I was lost.
Yeah.
I can't tell you how many times God has allowed me to not get killed, and I would have gone to hell. I can't tell you how many times he's comforted me when I needed comfort. You know, there's times, and I can't even explain it, because I would be struggling with something, and I would read something that had nothing to do with it, and God would just comfort me about it. I have no idea how that works. I just know it works. And it's God working. Not to mention all the times he showered me with so many blessings I can't even count. We should aspire to be more faithful because we serve a master that's perfect. How much more when this dog is showing that kind of faithfulness to an inferior or imperfect master? And yet our master is perfect.
Amen.
We should aspire to be more faithful. And in closing, there's coming a time when we will no longer experience trouble.
Yeah. Amen.
It's going to be gone.
Yeah.
It's going to be in the past.
Yeah.
We will go home to see our master face to face, and he will reward us for our faithfulness. So that's what I want to encourage you. Even though it's tough, and man, you have been beat down, be faithful.
Amen.
Because there's coming a time where you're going to go and you're going to see the master, and he's going to reward you for that.
Amen.
Like our passage that we looked at in the beginning, he will say to us, if we were faithful, well done, thou good and faithful servant. I envision something kind of like what I did with that dog when I went to put him up. I took the dog back to its cable and I fastened him. But I stayed a while.
Yeah.
And I got down on his level. And boy, I scratched behind his ears. Man, I rubbed his tummy for a while. And the whole time I was praising him for being such a good dog. Just praising him. He didn't even, you know, he wouldn't even do anything special, but just the fact that he was faithful. Man, I was loving on him for a while. I imagine that was probably his best day ever.
Sure.
So metaphorically speaking, there's coming a time when we're going to go to heaven. God's going to get down. He's going to, metaphorically, scratch behind our ears, rub our tummy, and he's going to praise us for our faithfulness. And you know what? It'll be our best day ever. That's all. Brother Mark, you got something to add? All right, let's close with a word of prayer. Father, we come before you tonight just thankful for your goodness to us. Lord, you're so good to us. And Father, we don't deserve it. And Lord, so oftentimes we stumble and fall. Lord, many times we're not faithful. And God, I pray that you'd help us, Lord. Help us to repent. Help us to aspire to be more faithful. Help us to desire to please you. Lord, do those things that make you smile, make you happy. And God, I just pray that, Lord, we would be good, faithful children. God, I pray for those that are going through struggles, God, that you might just give them extra portion of your grace to get through it, to deal with it. Lord, that you might encourage them, and Lord, I pray that they would be strong and faithful through it. And God, we long for the day that you're going to come back and take us out of this mess, and Lord, it's going to get a glorified body and not have to worry about, Lord, falling short and failing you. God, we just pray that you'd help us to always look up, look forward to it. Dear God, not to get caught up in the things of this world, but Lord, to have our affections set on things above. God, we thank you once again for your goodness to us. God, be merciful to us and help us, Lord, just to love you like we should. We ask and pray all these things in Christ's name. Amen.